this milk bucket on right on the edge was a strainer, and a lot of people would strain their milk through that, and was all the straining the milk got. But in the meantime, I was taught to use a flour sack or a big white cloth. Mostly there wasn't no flour sacks. We had to use a old piece of pillowcase that was, had been used a long time so the milk would go through it, you know, strain it.
I see.
That there were no trash in that milk. We didn't use that little one.
What, when you were carrying your water back from the well, what did you carry it in? You know, so you drew it in the cedar bucket, right?
Yeah, carried it right on and hung it up.
Oh, you took the bucket.
We take the bucket with us, and when we got.
She wants to know, what did you draw the water out of the well and poured it in the cedar
bucket? We had a long bucket, and it had a thing down here in the bottom. When it hit the bottom of that water, it comes up, you see, and fills that bucket of water.
Oh,
a lot of times it'd go bloop. And then that thing in the bottom would go back down and hold the water. We had a windlass and a rope on it, and we'd bring that water on up out of that well, you know, and pour it over in our bucket.
I see.
And our bass, my daddy had fixed two big drums, cut it in two, and fixed it where it wouldn't be sharp, you know, white five down there. Those drums sit there by the well. We washed, rinsed clothes, and of course, but in the summertime, one of us was, who's going to draw the water for our bath tonight? And we go fill that with about six or eight buckets of water in each one of them tubs, and that's where we got our bath.
Is that right? Well, now, another thing I want to explore in that area is, what's a pail?
Well, that's just a bucket.
Are they the same thing?
Same thing, or it's not cedar. It's mostly porcelain, not porcelain.
Yeah, and they were just 10 buckets.
Yeah, mostly 10 buckets then. But hardly after so long time before we did away with our well at home, I had enamel bucket.
Yeah.
Now, did people ever use the word pail? Water pail?
Yeah.
Or
pail of water.
Milk pail?
Yeah, milk pail of water. Take the milk pail and get some in it. If you're going to wash a whole lot of things and didn't have enough buckets, we'd grab the milk pail. We'd do it good, put water in it.
I see.
It hung in the sun all the time on the back of the kitchen window. That pail was washed and scalded and hung there in the sun.
Is that right?
It was really nice with milk.
Now, a pail and a bucket, do they look
same.
Exactly
they're
like?
They're like, only when you call that cedar bucket, it didn't look like a pail. But
no, but metal bucket and a metal pail would look, that one wouldn't be straight-sided. Was one
Was the cedar bucket straight or were
they
all tapered? Tasted a little tiny bit.
Which one was this that tapered?
That's the cedar.
That's the cedar.
Well, the
bucket.
Other one did too. The others would too, tapered just a little.
No, and a pail wasn't necessarily bigger than a bucket.
No, they all hold about the same. They'd hold that bucket that you let down in the well, that would fill them.
I see. Now, you mentioned that you had, that this house had a chimney. Would you call a chimney, if you saw a plant, like, a big industrial plant, and you saw these big things coming
up? Yeah, I'd say, well, look what tall chimneys they got.
Okay.
But if it was round, if it was brick, I'd say chimney, but if it was round, I'd say pipe, the pipe or the smokestack, something
smoke
like that.
Stacks?
Yeah.
Okay. The part of the fireplace that extends out into the room next to the floor is the...
Called the hearth.
And did you ever cook on the hearth?
Yeah, we cooked on it. Yeah, popcorn. Yeah, we fried stuff. Mama made biscuits in oven. Was an oven had a top to it. I can remember that. His grandmother did too. You put your biscuits in there or your bread in there and then put this lid on, and it was cast iron, and put some coals of fire on that and set it on coal and bake them.
Oh. Did he have legs on it?
Yeah, there's lids. It was just a black, what was it called? Black pot? What's my black pot called in there? But just anyway, it's black.
And you stuck it?
You didn't put it up in the fire. You set it here on some coals and put coals on top of that baked top and bottom. You burn it up.
Yeah.
And they had legs to them. They had
three legs.
You put that fire underneath there. Not too much fire, just hot coals.
Just
sit on that or trip it. Then the lid come up this way, the top. Got an eye about like this. You stick a fire.